Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. Our prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you again today. Praise the Lord. It's been more than a week since we, amen, have been with you. We've been in a convention, amen, but it is a joy to be back again, amen. God is truly blessing, and amen, we had a wonderful time in convention in Colorado. Glory to God, but it is a blessing to be back. Amen. And we are thanking God that you've joined us this morning. Amen. We're excited about the series that we have begun talking about end time prophecy, the book of Revelation. And we're going to pick up this morning on chapter 2, amen, beginning at verse 1. Amen. Let's begin, though, with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time of fellowship. And as we go into your word this morning, we ask, Father, that you would just have your way, that you would bless every listener as we listen and as we study and go into your word. Give us a greater hunger and thirst after you, Father. We're thanking you and we're giving you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, on our last broadcast, we gave you an introduction into the book of Revelation, and that we went through chapter 1, and we're going to pick up today in chapter 2, and we're going to be talking about the seven churches that were in Asia Minor. Jesus gave John a mandate to write to each of these churches, and there was some information that needed to be dispersed through these churches, or to these churches, amen, from the Lord to the angel of the churches, which were the pastors. And so we're going to get into the word, and I am inviting you, if you'd like to call in, and if you have questions or comments this morning, you're welcome to call in. We're going to open up the lines as we study today. The number is 718-664-9578. We invite you to call in. You're listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 2. This chapter is verses 1 through 28. We pray that we can get through this chapter today. Amen. Now, as we said, these four churches, first four churches here, were in Asia Minor. And John was instructed to write to each of these churches some pertinent information that was tailor-made for each of the churches. Now, the first church that we're going to talk about today is the Church of Ephesus, and this was known as a backslidden church. This church, as we're going to see, Jesus is going to begin commending this church and giving it a salutation. If you get your Bibles, Revelation 2, chapter 1 through 7, begins with the Church of Ephesus. And we're going to take time to read the scriptures. I'm not going to rush through this. We'll get through as much as we can. Amen. The scripture says, "Unto the angel of the Church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now listen, this letter begins with a salutation, is followed by a commendation and a complaint, a warning, praise, and a promise. Okay, Jesus is so gracious here because he did not begin by telling this church everything that they were doing wrong. He began by, first of all, he greeted them, and then he commended them for their faithfulness. He commended them for their stand. He began by telling them that he knew their works. He knew what they were doing, their labor, and how they had patience, how they were enduring. They could not bear or did not like some of the things that were going on, the evil that they saw, the false apostles. And if we look around today, we can see that there are false apostles, there are false preachers, there are false teachers. There are a lot of things that's going on in the body right now that God is not pleased with. And we in the church should be grieved about it. Amen. The church right now is going through a time of judgment, a time of cleansing. And Jesus here is letting them know that he understands what they're dealing with these apostles, the lying, and they couldn't bear the stuff that was going on. It was very difficult for them, and they made it clear of this particular church that they wouldn't tolerate these actions that were going on. So in that way, Jesus commended them, but he did have a complaint against Ephesus, and that is they had left their first love. Somewhere along the line, they got caught up in works and doing and the love of God, their prayer life and studying the Word and really seeking the Lord. You know, in this time, beloved, it's good to be busy. It's good to be about our Father's business, and that is what we're called to do. But when we get caught up in works and we forget to pray, we forget to fellowship with God, we forget to spend quiet time with him in the Word of God so that he can minister to us, amen, we put him aside. And it's not a good thing, beloved, to preach, teach, do these things without getting the mind of God, covering everything that we do in prayer. Nothing goes without prayer. And after a while, the steam that you have will run out when we don't get refueled by the Holy Ghost. We must stay before the Lord. We must stay conscious of the fact and know that we need the Lord. Amen. We need him. We need his strength. We cannot make it without him. So I'm encouraging you today, as we look at the church of Ephesus, don't lose your first love, that fire, that zeal for God. Amen. That we once had when we first were born again. We had a love for God. We couldn't get enough of him. We couldn't get enough of talking to him and communing with him. Beloved, I still can't get enough of God. Amen. There are times when we don't pray like we should. Come on now. All of us have been there. All of us have done that. We're all guilty. Amen. But you must remember, beloved, that your relationship with the Lord is number one. It's not how many sermons you preach. Amen. How many messages that you give. Glory to God, it's not how many people that you minister to. What's most important is your relationship with the Lord. Are you pleasing him? Amen. Are you in his presence? Amen. Are you seeking his face, not his hand? Amen. This is an hour, beloved, when we need to seek the Lord. Amen. The Bible says if you seek him, you'll find him when you search for him with all of your heart. And we need the Lord. This is a time, I don't know about you, beloved, but I need God. Amen. I need him more today than I've ever needed him before. Glory to God. So Jesus did make a complaint against Ephesus. They left their first love. Now the word Ephesus means to let go or relax. And whenever we slack up, we relax, we kind of give in, if you will. We kind of let down our guard. That's when the enemy comes in. He'll come in with tiredness. He'll come in with distractions. Come on now. Amen. He'll come in with frustration. Come on, all of these things. He comes in very subtle. And when we don't get refueled by the Holy Ghost and just get away from everything, turn the television off. Amen. Turn the ringer off the phone. Don't answer the phone when it rings. Amen. If you're in prayer, you stay there until you're finished. Glory to God, until God is finished with you. Amen. Until he says you're released. Amen. Get in the presence of the Lord and remain there until he's done. Glory to God. Get his agenda in prayer. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. So they had become backslidden in their heart. Even though their works were commendable, their hearts had become complacent. And it's very easy to get in a mold, to get in a routine. And, amen, you get slack, you get lax. Glory to God, you're going through the motions. I'm going to church today because it's the right thing to do. Amen, but you go, but then you don't receive because you're going through the motions. You can't get into praise. You can't get into worship. You can't turn your mind on God. You can't forget about what you've gone through throughout the day because you haven't spent time with God. Amen. And so we must stay mindful of him. This is the hour, beloved. Let me say this. When God is speaking, he's speaking to us prophetically, not what we're going to get, but what he's going to do, what he wants us to do. Amen. He's wanting the church to repent. He wants us to live a repentant life. Amen. And if as we go through this study, you will see each church, amen, is reprimanded. Amen. Amen. And encouraged to repent. Amen. We're going to see that. Repentance is good. Repent means to turn around, to change, to have a change of heart, to have a change of mind, to change your attitude, to change your actions. Glory to God, to recognize I'm not doing the right thing and I need to get myself together. Glory to God. So listen now. The prophecy that Paul had given them concerning wolves coming in had come to pass. Amen. Paul prophesied before he left to this church of Ephesus that after he would depart, false wolves, in other words, wolves would come in. Now, they've had a battle with false apostles, amen, and liars and deceivers and all these things, and there are false apostles in the land today. Just because a person has gifts, amen, and they say things that sound so good, doesn't mean they're anointed by God. Amen. Beloved, believe it or not, I had to learn that the hard way. Don't follow gifts. Amen. You follow the giver. The Bible said that these signs would follow the believer. He said, in his name we cast out devils and heal the sick and, amen, raise the dead and all of this stuff. Amen. But the signs would follow. If we're doing the will of God, we're being submitted to the Lord. Glory to God. And we're being obedient to him. He will prove himself. He will validate. Amen. By signs and wonders and miracles, lives will be changed. Fruit will remain. If you see a person that got all these gifts and flowing and this and that, looks like things are going good, but you really get in there and you don't see no fruit of what they're doing, you better take another look at that ministry. Amen. Find out what's going on in the spirit. Get before the Lord and let the Lord dissect what's going on in your atmosphere. Amen. If your environment where you're worshiping is unhealthy, beloved, I encourage you to seek the face of God and find out what's going on from the Lord. Let him open it up to you. This is an hour where we must stay alert. We must watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, beloved, always. Your spirit is always ready to pray. I don't care how tired your body is. Amen. We've got to get out of flesh. Amen. There are times when I'm tired. Glory to God in my body, you know. Oh, well, just forget about it. Don't, you know, you don't need to do that today. You don't need to pray. You don't need to read your word. You don't need to, amen, even get on the radio. Amen. You can, you know, you can change it. You can do it another time. The enemy will throw all these quirks and all this stuff at us. Glory to God, to get us off of what God has called us to do. Get out of your flesh. Amen. Stop saying you're tired, you're run down, you can't do it. Amen. Glory to God. We were just in a great convention, and these women of God that spoke, every one of them spoke under the anointing of God. Amen. My mentor, my pastor, well, amen, she encouraged us every night. Amen. Get up. Stop saying you're tired. Stop being slowful. Stop being lazy. Glory to God. This is not the time, beloved, for us to run down. This is the time for us to run. Amen. To preach, women of God, I'm encouraging you to preach like you've never preached before. Amen. The greater the enemy comes after you, the greater the stumbling blocks, the greater the hindrances, the more you should be determined to obey the Lord and do what God has called you to do. Glory to God. Amen. Now listen, glory to God, these wolves were also Nicolaitans. They were a class of professing Christians who sought to introduce into the church a false freedom of licentiousness and immoral doctrines. Amen. Such as the community of wives and committing adultery and fornication. Amen. That they taught that this stuff was not sinful, and they permitted the eating of meals offered to idols, thus abusing Paul's doctrine of grace. Now listen, you look in the church today and see what's going on. Amen. We really have lost our first love as a church, as a body of believers. Because you look in the church, you see adultery, you see fornication, you see homosexuality, you see lesbianism. Amen. You see them shacking. Amen. You see them tipping, dipping, slipping, all kinds of stuff. You see witchcraft. Amen. I've never seen the spirit of witchcraft so prevalent as it is in the church. It's one thing to see it outside the church. It's one thing to see people in the occult. But when you look in the body of Christ and you see witches sitting up in the church, come on, somebody. Amen. You see the warlocks. Amen. You see them in high places. Preachers working witchcraft. Amen. Apostles and prophets. False prophets. Come on now. Evangelists. Glory to God that's preaching for filthy lucre. They look. They prey on churches. They prey on bodies that are big givers. And then they suck the life out of them. They suck the finances out of them because they feel, amen, that we owe them something. Glory to God. We don't owe you anything but love. Come on now. Glory to God. God is beginning to expose, amen, everything that's crooked, everything that's shady, everything that's false. Glory to God. Amen. We should serve the Lord out of a pure heart. Glory to God. We talked about the Beatitudes not long ago. Amen. Still doing a study on the Beatitudes, how that our heart must be pure, that only the pure in heart will see the Lord. Glory be to God. I'm excited about this word today. Amen. Talking about, amen, the church of Ephesus, because this is a light burner. Amen. The Bible says, turn the light on my soul. Search me, O God, and try me. Amen. If you find anything, there's a song that says, if you find anything that shouldn't be there, take it out. Glory to God. And this is a time when the church is going through, amen, a cleansing, amen, judgment in the land. Glory to God. We don't like to hear a lot of this, but this is where we're living, beloved. Amen. The church is backslidden. We've got to get back to God. We've got to get back to seeking Him. We must get back to prayer. We must get in deliverance. Come on. We must walk in deliverance. Come on now. Amen. There are preachers out there right now listening to me. You need to be set free from some stuff and junk and muck and mire. Amen. That you found yourself in, and you're wiggling and turning and doing flips, wondering why I can't get out of this, what's going on. It's because the enemy has gotten a foothold and a stronghold in your life, and it's time to let God, amen, cleanse you. Amen. Make a difference in your life. Amen. Now listen, let me go on. Today, it is a normal practice to see people who are not married living together, as well as same-sex marriages. And we know it is a normal practice because, amen, the government has accepted it as common law marriage. There are states that after 6 months, amen, if you're living together, you're common law married. Amen, this is sin. Glory to God, it's not acceptable in the body of Christ. And when we begin to preach against the people that are in it, that don't want to come out of it, don't like it, they'll leave the church. Amen. But if you really want God, you're going to come out of it. Amen. It's not God. Amen. Homosexuality is not God. Same-sex marriages is not God. It's an abomination. and God is judging and is pouring out his wrath on sin. Come on now. Amen. There are preachers that are getting angry. They won't preach against homosexuality. They will not do it because they condone it. Glory to God. In the name of quote-unquote love, in the name of God, understand. God don't understand us in sin. Amen. He hates iniquity. As a matter of fact, he can't hear you. He will not hear you. Glory to God. So listen to this. If someone is walking in this way, amen, and God is not hearing them, who's guiding them? Come on now, who's guiding them? It's a spirit, it's a familiar spirit talking to them. Come on now, you're being guided by a familiar spirit. You're praying and those answers you're getting your direction. Come on now, by a familiar spirit, because God says he will not hear you. Amen, when you're in iniquity. If you read Isaiah, let's go there real quick. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah. I believe it's Isaiah 59. Let's read that scripture. Glory be to God. The Bible says, and I'm not going to stay here. I'm just going to read this scripture. Isaiah 59 and 1. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. So I don't care where you are, what you get into, God can deliver you, snatch you out of the jaws of the devil. Amen. Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Glory to God. So that means that if you're in sin and iniquity, God ain't hearing you. I don't care what's going on. I don't care how you prophesy. Come on now. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Amen. And you ain't got no fruit. You don't see no love. Amen. You don't see God really moving. You don't see souls being delivered. Amen. Set free by the power of God. Demons ain't crying out. You got a problem. Come on now. Amen. God ain't hearing you. He's not hearing that prayer. Amen. Witchcraft is in operation. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Take a look at where you're at. This is for somebody today. Take a look. Glory to God, at where you are. Look at your surroundings. Amen. And be determined. If you know you're in an unhealthy environment spiritually, I'm admonishing you to seek the face of God and get his direction and move accordingly. I would never tell people to church hop, but I am telling you, you better run if you're in an area or you're in a church and they're not living for God. Amen. And they're condoning sin. Because when the judgment of God falls, that judgment will fall on you as well. Amen. Now listen, let's go on back. Glory to God. Now, as I said, it's a normal practice to see people who are not married living together, as well as same-sex marriages. Well, Massachusetts has passed a law, amen, legalizing same-sex marriages. Amen. And it's other states are toying with this mess. Glory to God. But we know it's an abomination to God. Amen. They're trying to pass a law making it illegal to preach against Romans chapter 1. People, preachers, teachers, you better wake up and realize the hour that we're living in. Amen. This is a tedious time. Glory to God. Your salvation is at stake. Your life in God is at stake. Your ministry is at stake, whether you believe it or not. Amen. Some of our ministries need to be towed down anyway. Amen. Because our foundation, amen, ain't on Jesus right now. Glory be to God. Okay. Has the church once again lost her first love? Jesus warned the church to repent and do the first works, or he would come and remove the candlestick. Amen. His anointing, his presence. I don't want to be where the presence of the Lord is not there. If the presence of the Lord is not in my midst, amen, I don't want to be there. Because it'll be Ichabod. The glory of God will depart. Anywhere where God is not, I don't want to be there, because there's evil. There's all kind of mess going on. Glory to God. Now listen. Jesus was giving this church a warning. Amen. He warned them what would happen if they did not repent. So the word of God is true. We must live a life of repentance before the Lord, all of us. None of us are exempt. We're not exempt from deliverance. Come on now. Glory to God. I don't care how much you know. I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord. Sometimes we need to go back and do our first work again. We need to get back and we need to get refreshed. Amen. We need to be transparent, preachers. Come on now. We need to be willing to fall prostrate before the Lord in humbleness and humility. Amen. Stay low. No matter how God uses you, stay low, stay humble. Amen. Allow the Lord to break you. Allow him to make you. Come on now. Get before the Lord in church and prayers and praise and worship. And fall down prostrate before the Lord. Amen. Allow God, amen, to really minister. Some of us just need to get in his presence. In private, even in corporate worship. Amen. God will deliver. He'll set free when we allow the Spirit of the Lord to come in our churches, our fellowships, and our ministries and minister the way he desires. Amen. We have for so long, we've held on to these reins. Amen. So hard and tight that if it don't go our way, glory to God, we'll give a little bit, but we won't give much. We'll let God move a little, but we won't let him move much. When we need God to come in and do a complete overhaul in our ministries, tear down our idols, tear down the idolatry, glory to God, even our programs sometimes need to be totally messed up, amen, so that God can come in and do what he needs to do, amen. Now, real quick, we must not compromise with the world or the world's standards. There must be a difference between holy and unholy, between clean and unclean. There should be a clear mark. Glory to God. So Jesus ended by saying, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." That's Revelation 2 and 7. Now, in the natural, this church period, amen, covered A.D. 33, tradition says this, to A.D. 100. But in the spiritual sense, amen, the church, this still applies to us. Glory to God, because a lot of us are in a backslidden state, and Jesus is calling us back to him. Amen. You have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Glory to God. Amen. This has been a rich word this morning. Amen. And I just want to take time to pray with you now. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for what you're doing. God, we want you to quicken us in the spirit. Alert us, Father God, to let us know the time, the era that we're living in. Father God, if we've become cold, callous, hard, backslidden in heart, amen, we've laxed up in our relationship, our fellowship with you, we ask for forgiveness. Father, I want you to encourage your people today. Father God, meet us at the point of our need. Father, you know what we need. You know what we stand in need of. Father, we're thanking you today. We're giving you glory and honor, magnifying your wonderful name. Keep us in your word. Keep us in the center of your will. Keep us seeking you, Father. Oh, Father God, just give us a renewed fervor for you. And we thank you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, I want you, if you have been encouraged by this teaching today, to drop me an email. You can email me at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Glory to God. Now email me, amen, with encouraging words. I've been getting a lot of spam mail, so amen. If it looks funny, I'm not opening it. Amen. Glory to God. But we encourage you to drop us an email. Visit us on our website, www.wopministries.org. Glory to God. If you'd like further information concerning our ministry, glory to God, you can write us at P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506, as Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We pray that you will stay encouraged, stay blessed. Amen. Know that God is with you, beloved. Keep listening. Amen. We will be back again on our next broadcast, and we will continue this series on the end time study. Amen. I pray that you'll stay encouraged and stay blessed. Amen. Keep seeking the Lord, beloved. Know that God is with you. God bless you until next time is my prayer. Amen.